Big storm on the way. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Hurricane Ida is expected to slam ashore in Louisiana Sunday as a Category 4 storm. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Residents in New Orleans packed gas stations, some filling up to evacuate, others to ride out the hurricane. Mike Laurent needed gas for a generator, expecting the power to go out. He's also bracing for major flooding since he lives near a levee.
I bought a dozen life jackets just in case, you know. I hope I get to bring them back. I hope I don't have to use them.
New Orleans Emergency Management Director Colin Arnold says for those not evacuating danger zones, the first 72 are on you, meaning it may take some time for help to arrive.
The first 3 days of this will be difficult for responders to get to you. You need to have your supplies prepared.
He says food, water, flashlight, medication, and battery-powered radio. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden says the retaliatory drone strike he ordered will not be his last response to the Islamic State group affiliated in Afghanistan for the deadly attack against U.S. troops and Afghan civilians near the Kabul airport. In a statement, the president says, "We will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay." The president discussed the situation with top military commanders Saturday, and they told him another attack is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says while the U.S. drone strike killed two ISIS-K planners and facilitators, the security threat remains very real.
Nobody's writing this off and saying, well, we got them, so we don't have to worry about ISIS-K anymore.
And Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff adds,
"We will continue to have the ability to defend ourselves and to leverage over-the-horizon capability to conduct counter-terrorism operations as needed."
The Pentagon says the final stage of the withdrawal is underway. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.